Hey, Debs.
What, Debs?
If you look outside, there's... Look, if it's in the pigeon loft, you can see everything. I'm telling you, like, everything in the world.
I think I can see the first conker of the Earth.
You're right. And not only that, it's been brought to us on a silver plate by at least 5 J's, one of whom bears a remarkable resemblance to James Murdoch. Maybe it is James Murdoch.
Especially with those glasses.
The glasses. Jays don't often wear glasses. Being a solitary bird, they don't really need to look at other things.
I just realised they're not actually glasses. He's just skillfully twisted some small twigs. And
a twink.
So that, yeah, they're like...
Using a pair of pinking
twiglasses.
Twiglasses?
Yes.
So you can buy those, hopefully.
Twiglasses.
A pair of twiglasses brought to you by some pinking shears and in a tree... overlooking our garden.
But it really smells of pigeon shit up here.
Oh, it's awful, man. I am never, ever trying to get live birds into my pillow again to make, like, feather pillows.
No.
It's just shit everywhere. Birds shit everywhere.
Yeah.
You're right. Anyway, but, like...
I need something nice.
You need something nice.
Something nice.
Something nice.
Yeah.
What's that, then? What's nice? What's nice in this room?
Well, press play and you find out. CDs or like every month, and something slips through the pile. Is there things you can't
immediately
attacked again? Sorry.
Oh
yeah.
Go away!
Sometimes you just miss, or you can't get around to, especially when it's a kind of held together with sticky tip project like incendiaries.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I've had Fuzzy Lights, this little EP Helm, for about a year, and I've listened to it 5 or 6 times when I first got it, thought it was brilliant, and then didn't get around to reviewing it, and then keep going back to it, and eventually I finally said, I've got to write something about this. But it's because it completely captivates me. Every time I listen to it, I just get lost in it.
That's only Ira or whatever it's called,
but that band just, I don't know where the button is in your body that says, like, if, when you press it, you just shut down completely. But every time I put this on, I'm completely lost for 20 minutes, and honestly, it's one of the best EPs I've ever heard, and I'm
really,
I don't just put it lightly, it is astonishing. That's from the Helm EP, the band are called Fuzzy Lights. Everything they've done is brilliant, and of course we'll have to get round to starting to review them more often, because they need to be shouted about. But
that's the way it always goes, isn't it? Because you can never predict in terms of how music captures you at a certain moment.
But it's one of those things where Helm especially, it's one of those things, you know, like, I think you had this a couple of months ago with that Or album.
Yeah.
Where you start playing and then you're sitting talking with people, and then by the end of it everyone's just staring at the speaker.
Yeah,
just completely captivated, not talking to each other, but just completely took over by them. This EP does it to me.
Yeah,
that's astonishing.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, fuzzylikes.com, they're on Little Red Rabbit Records.
Little Red Rabbit Records.
They're doing some very, very good stuff, I have to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, things don't come better than that.
No, I think that's pretty good.
They're really good. And then from a band who really are, like, just one of the best things out there, to someone who we last saw in a house in Leiden, a very handsome fella.
Handsome fella?
Yes, and there was me and you and about two other men in a room.
Oh, Martin!
Martin De Piper.
Yeah.
De Piper. Yeah. Well, this guy certainly had a spell on the women that he was...
He's Mr. Big Teeth, wasn't he?
Yes, Mr. Big Teeth and designer stubble.
Oh, wow.
He's got a record deal.
Right.
His new album is going to be out in September. Mm-hmm. It's called Boskoop, which is also a town in the middle of Holland.
It was actually the first town I ever went to in Holland.
Was it?
Yeah. Shit.
There's a reason you left, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah. Well, Martin has...
Read a whole album about it.
Yes, an album about living in Boskoop. And this is a song called Used Cars.
From haughty city lights, found my way a stranger in the night. They'll see, I'm just slow, but in my dreams, I just. Found myself in Hardy's fancy bars. I promised I ain't ever gonna try used car. DLC, I did not lose the fight. The wind can always see their right. Found myself in Hardy's fancy bars. I promised I ain't ever gonna try used cars. And I know it's alright. Thank you. your girl before she's gone. Find my way without a stranger in the night, and I'm gonna hang myself from all these city lights. You see them faces, oh, they'll make you fall. No mind, no strangers, oh, they'll do you wrong. Found myself in all these fancy bars. Promised I ain't ever gonna drive used cars. Promised I ain't ever gonna drive used cars. And I know it's alright. I know it's alright. I know it's alright. Gonna hang myself from all these city lights, and I know it's all right.
That's pretty damn good, wasn't it, eh?
Yeah, is it nice and gentle?
Yeah. Now, what's up?
Hey,
slow down, we'll get to you in a minute.
Get there. Maybe not in a minute, but soon.
Soon.
Yeah.
Soon.
But yeah, Martin's doing alright for himself, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, last time we heard that was in a
living room.
Yeah,
wasn't it? Yeah, the living room.
He's doing alright, yeah. Martin De Piper, martindepaepe.com.
.com.
Yeah, that's coming out in September. I think that's
pretty good.
Yeah, the women love it.
Oh, they do. They love David.
Yeah. Oh, big teeth.
Big teeth.
Big teeth. Yeah. Right. On that, there was a nice bit of steel guitar in there.
There was.
So we're gonna now go on to something which has got some more steel guitar in.
Yeah, guess who this is?
It's a bit more funky.
Outside
Wow. That was something else, wasn't
it? That was Neil Young and the International Harvesters. Mm-hmm. And that was a track called Grey Riders from the new LP, A Treasure. Mm-hmm. And essentially that was recorded in the mid-80s when Neil Young was supposedly in his shit period. The part that even I would say that most of the albums released there were absolute pants.
Shit,
But it was at the point where Geffen sued him for making music that wasn't like Neil Young and wouldn't let him release anything. So
was that the one where he had these synthesizers and things?
Yeah, it was after that, just after that. But he released the country album Old Ways, which is not a great album, I would say. But once he did that, Geffen took him to court and said, you have to make a rock and roll album. So he made Neil Young and the Shocking Pinks, like a 50s rock and roll album, just to piss them off. But in the meantime, he formed this band with Ben Keith and Tim Drummond and Spooner Oldham and a bunch of other guys. And the most unbelievable fiddle player you've ever heard in your life, whose name I can't pronounce. But, and it sat on the shelf. The recordings have sat on a shelf for donkey's years. But Neil finally, in his way, decided to put it together now that Ben Keith has died. And put this out, and I'm not joking, it's one of the best albums you'll hear all year.
That's fantastic.
And everything on it is recorded live.
That's fantastic.
The first song's from a TV show, so it's kind of like, hey, well, here's Neil Young.
Yeah.
Kind of a bit polished, but everything else is live like that.
That was fantastic.
Astonishing.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah.
And trust Neil to, let's form a country band, and I'll just throw some microdiscipline in the middle of it and see what happens.
Fabuloso.
Yeah, neilyoung.com, it's on Reprise Records, I'm sure everybody knows that.
Okay.
But you can't go wrong with that.
You cannot.
It's as simple as that. But from now we're going to go to something quite nice again.
What's happening?
Let me just take a quick chip. Have we got the Shapeshifter Deception to hand?
Yeah, we do. Shall we play that?
Play that. This one's for the girls.
You are gone.
Okay. Chop, chop.
Chop, chop. Chop, Siri. I tell you something. You might. We're both laughing at each other, looking at each other there with annoying smiles because you're probably thinking, chop, chop, Siri, Siri. There's nothing to do with that. But we are actually getting a Chinese stir fry downstairs.
No, and we're not listening to Sushi and the Banshees.
Are we not Sushi and the Banshees?
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
That was Chop Chop.
Chop Chop.
Chop Chop, lad.
Chop Chop.
Yeah, and that was The Shapeshifter Deception from the album The Spark, which is one of the more surreal albums of the year, and definitely has one of the best... Oh, God.
Sorry.
That's just been...
The reason you're laughing.
Just don't say it. Carry on. We'll carry on, okay?
We're looking at something on the computer! No,
even so they can't see it, describing it will not be...
I've stopped laughing.
We'll be banned from the internet.
We will be. No, we're looking at porn. No. We're not interested in things like that. We're not. But anyway, where were we?
I don't think we are.
I don't mean like that.
No.
Chop Chop.
Right, Chop Chop. Right, let's move on. ChopChopMusic.com, Arch Enemy Records. They'll win weirdest, possibly worst stroke, best album cover of the year without a doubt.
Why?
Because there's a hand-drawn cover flying through space. What the woman has flames coming out of her platform shoes.
Oh no.
She's kissing a green alien who looks a bit like Adam Sandler in The Wedding Singer.
We don't need that.
And they're flying over planets and it's all a bit bizarre. And it's some kind of bizarre concept album, but it makes no sense whatsoever, so therefore it's kind of okay. Because it's not too pretentious. It is completely off the wall, but she's got such a lovely floaty voice that she's either going to put you to sleep or you're going to fall in love with it. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chop Chop, ChopChopMusic.com, and we really need to move on now. And can you please get that out of my sight?
It's gone now.
Right. It's gone.
Okay. We're going to do one more.
I'll be here for 10 minutes before we go for break.
Yeah.
Alright.
We're coming down in 10 minutes, alright?
Strap yourself in.
Is that alright?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Strap yourself in. From a song that was for the girls to a bloke that sings like a girl.
Alright.
And you know the blokes that sing like girls pretty much love themselves quite
a bit.
Because otherwise they get beaten up in playgrounds.
They do.
This is The Antlers from the Come Down album of the decade, as far as I'm concerned. And it's called Every Night My Teeth Are Falling Out.
Oh.
One bad night I'll hold the glass until the glass will hold me down. And one bad night I'll spill and spill until my feet begin to drown. And one bad night I'll hear you calling me, but I'll be out of my sound. You and I divine, but not devout. Every night my teeth are falling out.
there's a man who's got
serious issues going on there.
Serious ego going
on. Oh dear.
Fair play to the
lads, fam. That's a serious ego.
In between Antonina Johnson's and Jimmy Somerville.
Yeah, there's a bit of yelling in there, isn't
there?
Yeah,
there's a bit of whoa! Yeah, but I like it a lot. Yeah, that's the sure. Anthus. That's Every Night My Teeth Are Falling Apart. And it's... that's from Burst Falling Out.
Burst Falling Out?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Something like that, anyway.
Something.
You'll find them on anthusmusic.com. And, yeah, I think that's anyone who's in the mood for something that you need on a Sunday morning when you've...
Just basically broken up with your wife, basically. Yeah. So you need to have
that. Or your head feels like there's a bunch of bees flying around.
Yeah.
Should check that out. It's very good. But we're nearing the end of part two.
We are.
But we've got a couple of things for you now. The first thing is My Morning Jacket, who in the past have made some nice kind of country kind of
things.
Inflections, as they say. Mm. And I've never really taken that much notice of
me now.
But over the past couple of years, they've really started to seep into, and this new album, Circuital, is fantastic. Really, really good. And I like it because they've started to play around a bit. They're still the same stuff that all the fans are looking for. But it's obviously that they've now reached the point where they can go off and record whatever the hell they bastard well like, and the record label will put it out because they know they'll get some money back. Yep. So they're doing all right, and because they're doing all right, they've done something a bit daft. So this is a song called Holding On to Black Metal.
Oh, heck.
And it's quite bonkers. I love it.
Yes.
life of our life.
Indeedy.
Oh, yes.
My morning jacket, you are getting good.
Yeah, really good. That's really good.
I just love that. Child's choir. What sounds like someone bashing into a metal plate for five minutes.
Yeah, you're right.
And I just like there's a lot of wind halfway through that as well. Just stops for a minute and then you just breathe. It's good.
Yeah, that's
from the album Circuital, which is absolutely brilliant. It's called Holding On to Black Metal. It's My Morning Jacket, and you can find them at mymorningjacket.com, which you won't be surprised to hear.
No.
And finally, this part, because
I'm on the
toilet.
Yeah.
And we're going to go and have some Hong food. Kong Garden.
Hong Kong Garden, we are, yes. Indeed. Yep.
And this is a band from London.
London.
Called Johnny Caller and the A-Grades.
Johnny Caller and the A-Grades.
Followed them for the past couple of years.
Yeah,
we've
reviewed
a few of their EPs and stuff. They had a new EP. They also have a new rhythm section. But Postcode Wars EP is well worth your time.
Yeah.
And this is a song called Alpha Male. And,
cool.
Yes.
Thank you.
yourself. There's a band that you should have on your radar if you don't right now. Johnny Cola and the A-Grades, that is Alpha Male, the re-recorded version of the Postcode Wars EP. Mm-hmm. You can find them at Johnny Cola, J-O-N-N-Y-C-O-L-A, and the A-Grades.net. Please, give them a shout. They're on Scratchy Records as well. And I've been Damien, you've been yourself.
Rich, I've been myself.
This has been...
The Chris Mag. Whee!
And
we'll be down in a minute.
Music.
We might go... We're coming out of the Pigeon Loft now, and we're going to do something else in another part of the building.
It really smells.
It does. It's dreadful. I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah.
Bye!
Bye-bye!
Hello, it's me again. Because we like Johnny Cola and the A-Grades that much, we thought we'd play you another one. This is like one of those weird bonus tracks you hear at the end of albums. Shh, don't tell anyone. It's a secret.
If you've got something to say, you may as well say it now. Don't keep me hanging on. It's okay, I promise that I won't cry this time, that I'll be strong. I'm afraid of confrontation, but I don't let that stop me kicking off. When I was young, my tongue was super glued inside. Now I've become the man who just can't keep his thoughts to himself. Instead, I got tired of hibernation, so I took paper scissors to my head, because there's still doors, but I